In this section, we explored the critical aspects of consensual encounters and consent to search. We learned that consensual encounters do not require any level of suspicion, and their validity hinges on whether a reasonable person would feel free to decline requests or leave. Consent, whether for an encounter or a search, must always be given freely and voluntarily, with the burden of proof resting on the prosecution, determined by the totality of the circumstances. We also discussed that consent can be explicit or implied, though implied consent requires a higher standard of proof, and that individuals retain the right to withdraw consent at any time through a clear act or statement. For searches, valid consent serves as a key exception to the warrant requirement, provided it is knowing, voluntary, and given by someone with the authority to do so. The scope of any consented search is limited by objective reasonableness and its stated purpose. Finally, we examined the various factors that help determine if an interaction is truly consensual or has become a seizure, such as the presence of multiple officers, display of weapons, physical contact, or compelling language. While officers are not required to inform individuals of their right to refuse consent, repeated requests after a denial can be interpreted as a show of authority. It's also important to remember that an interaction initially deemed a seizure can evolve into a consensual encounter.